Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravo and Netflix, as it happens, because today is Selling Sunset Day. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie.
How's it going?
Amazing. I've got my glass of iced coffee here. It's Wednesday. It's Selling Sunset Day. Even though there's a sad episode of Selling Sunset, I still love me some Selling Sunset. I'm wearing my Galia Mahav shirt, and we're going to be on Watch, and I'm super excited because we're going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight. The show's at 10 p.m. tonight on Bravo. It'll be right after the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, which is so cool because that show has been actually, like, killing it in the ratings, so it's, like, really cool that we got to make our Watch What Happens Live debut on such a big night. So we're really, really excited. Everyone tune in, and please don't judge me for my quarantine hair. I was not able to find anyone to cut it, and I did not want to roll the dice with a new person before my big Watch What Happens Live debut, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're really excited for that. But today, guess what? It's a very sad day on Selling Sunset. It's a day to feel things. So we're not going to even try and make fun of anybody today. We're just going to be sad. Just kidding, suckers.
Just kidding. We're making fun of everyone. Everyone. Especially Justin Hartley.
Justin Hartley. Now, I saw a film, a very, very strong film with Justin Hartley this weekend.
Oh,
called Little. Which is like big but different. It's backwards. It's a little girl this time. And it was cute, and he was in it, and he played a teacher, and she was trying to bone the teacher. I was like, inappropriate, but you know what, okay, it's a fun film. And that's really all I know of him. Now I know him because he is in Little, because I ain't gonna watch This Is Us or whatever the fuck that is.
No.
Because guess what, I don't need to cry. Okay, I don't need to cry.
No, this is what I know about Justin Hartley. Okay, three things. One, he was on Passions, and he was hot on Passions.
Wait, who was he on Passions? I watched that.
I think he was on Passions. Let me double check. I think he was on Passions.
Well, then I know him well, because I used to watch Passions with a little talking
doll. I could be wrong. Passions. He was. Yeah, he was so hot on Passions.
Wow. Oh, God. I've got to
Oh, my God. That is him. Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't believe that's him.
That's the most important part about his career, is that he was on Passions, and that was really, like, peak Justin Hartley was his Passions period. And then he was also on Revenge, and God, he looked great on Revenge. So that, like, when he showed up on Revenge,
I watched
like,
that too. Who was he on Revenge?
He was like, I think he played like a long lost brother or something like that, but maybe he was a con man. He was on, it was season two when the show went to shit, so it was
loved
just like.
It.
He like showed up, and then Madeline Stowe sat in that chair with all the writing on it and was like, well, hello there, Justin Hartley character.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now I just Googled Justin Hartley, and was he gay on this show? He's kissing the gay guy on this show.
Maybe.
So might be time for a revenge rewatch.
Yeah.
All right.
And then,
wow, I know Justin way better than I thought I did. Love your work, sir. I love that half of his Google images are shirtless. I'm into
it. Great. Great work. And then one time I went to Stout in the Valley, of course, and he was there, and he sat at the next table over. And
how
I was
are
like,
you going to follow up is... Passions and Revenge with you going to Stout one time? You need to start with Stout. And then go again.
Because I got to see.
Was he shirtless? Then I don't care at this point. Okay?
He wasn't shirtless. And I think this was a turning point, because I should have realized that someday Justin Hartley was going to let me down big time. And I think seeing him with a shirt on at Stout, a burger joint off of Ventura Boulevard, I should have realized that Justin Hartley, it was going to be over soon. And then he got This Is Us. And I mean, the truth is this. Let's be honest. Let's put all the Justin Hartley cards out on the table. The moment that he got Just As Us, I won't say the moment, because I didn't know about Chrishell till this show. But when I started watching Selling Sunset and Chrishell's like, my husband's Justin Hartley, I'm like, ooh, he's on a show that's really popular and you are a reality star. This is not going to last much longer. I hate to say it, Chrishell. It's not going to last much longer. And so when they're asking all these questions, all this episode, like, what could have happened? It's kind of like, she's a reality star and he's trying to become a bigger movie star. So that's how it goes.
Men are pigs. I'm, deserve to die.
And he's a pig. Okay? I'm not saying that's how it goes, like, Chrishell should know better. I'm saying this is the sad reality of of Hollywood romance. It's a sad reality, and Chrishell is our sweet little bunny that got run over by the Justin Hartley Mack truck of aspiring fame.
Well, we don't know both sides. I will say that. We do not know both sides.
We don't know both sides.
So this is a big episode to us because we're watching this week to week, obviously, and most of the world who's watched this show has already seen every episode. So we're like, why does everybody hate Christina Devina? And this is why. Mm-hmm. This is us, and this is why, okay?
This is
because
us,
because they're absolute monsters about Chrishell getting dumped.
Yeah. Like, we're allowed to be monsters because we're not friends with Chrishell. But they're supposed to be friends with Chrishell, so they can't be this monstrous this quickly.
Yes, you know? And Chrishell is, you know, she's... It opened... We found out in the end of the last... I'm bumbling all over. Sorry, it's that kind
of day. Okay.
But we found out in the last episode that this... was happening, and so it opens with we're at the Four Seasons Hotel, where everybody goes to mourn.
Yeah,
really. I mean, listen, if something bad happens to me, my ass is in a $600 suite.
That's exactly right. You pamper yourself, Chrishell. You go. You take yourself to the Four Seasons Hotel. You take yourself across the hill, okay? And you get into that Four Seasons Hotel, and you get a box of bonbons, and you sit there, and you receive visitors, okay? Because that's what you deserve.
Yeah. So Mary comes stumbling over with flowers. I've never seen anybody walk into the Four Seasons Hotel like they're on a pogo stick, like on two little tiny different pogo sticks. But there she
is. The staff was just like throwing themselves in front of all their vases, etc. They're like, okay, protect the vases. Teetering woman's coming through.
Like, wait, one's teetering, one's... Oh, she caught it. It's okay. So she takes a vase of flowers to her room, and it's Christmas time, which really makes this... even worse. I mean,
yes.
Did this right at fucking Christmas. What a monster.
What an asshole. What a ridiculous monster. So Mary goes upstairs, and Mary, they say hi. There's a lot of like quiet hi. It's like hi.
Do you want to watch me avoid kissing my dog? Okay. Yeah, here's just my dog. I'm gonna avoid kiss. Look, it's just kissing the air, trying to get my lips, and won't give him any. Okay, hi.
So Chrishell is crying, understandably and deservedly, and she's like trying to tell Mary what happened, but she's like, I'm just like in shock. I'm in shock, and like everyone in the world knew at the exact same time that I knew, and so it's just like, have you ever been knocked over by a wave and you don't know which way to swim to get up? And Mary's like, hello, it's called walking down the hallway for me.
I know. Mary's like, have you ever seen me walk in heels? Yes, I know.
Did you see the staff downstairs while I was trying to walk through the lobby? Yeah. I know something about that.
Yeah, she's like, I know that feeling. I mean, in a way less famous way, of course. And Chrishell's like, yeah. And she says, you know, I don't think anyone gets married thinking they'll ever get a divorce. I do. Are you kidding? Look, this is my best advice I can give to anybody. I give it to all my girlfriends because my boyfriends don't care. Like, what the fuck are they going to ask me for? But girls do. And I just say, listen, don't think of how he is when you're loving him. Think about how he is when you're leaving him.
Yeah.
Think about the divorce, okay? Anyone can be loving, but you have to think about how this person is going to be when you break up. Because it's not going to be pretty. And everybody, even if you get back together at some point, almost everybody breaks up at some point.
Right. And, you know, the thing, it's, you know, it's like, and she should know this, it's like real estate, right? When you buy the house, one of the first things you think about is, what's the resale value going to be, right? You're already being fatalistic about it. So sometimes you do have to just do that. But, you know, I don't know, Ronnie, I'm like a little bit of a romantic myself. Like, you know, when one soap star marries another soap star in Hollywood and they're both really good looking people, you got to think that's going to last forever, right?
I mean, well, soap stars, you know, that's like the blue collar job of Hollywood. You know, those are the people that actually have to go work for not as much money, and they have to work a lot harder and memorize a lot more lines. So, yeah, I think sometimes if soap stars get together, it can last. You know, it's like you're too tired to fuck around when you're working on soaps. The problem is when you get beyond soap operas, then you just become like a regular actor, you know, with more respect, then you're fucked.
Yeah, once you land a proper role on a primetime series by NBC that's not from the Dick Wolf Empire, then you know you're in trouble. Then you know you're really in trouble.
Yeah. So Mary's like, but I'm so confused because, like, at the charity event, he donated. So what was that? Like, I mean, is he still going to go to coffee with me? I mean, the person who paid all that money to go to coffee with him, he's still going to do that, right?
I mean, like, I had already done a map quest to the nearest coffee bean and tea leaf, so, like, we can't back out now, so...
Mary would still be on map quest, like, the jankiest ass.
I was on Yahoo Maps, and...
AOL Maps.
Yeah, I pulled out my Rand McNally, and I sort of figured out a path.
And so, then we get a clip of the charity event of Chriselle going, "This is a signed portrait by Annie Leibovitz, and this is coffee with Justin Hartley. That's my husband, by the way."
So she says that basically they got into a fight on the phone, and then she didn't see him afterwards because it was like in the morning, and then before they could figure out anything, you know, before anything or any other discussions, he had filed for divorce. And Mary's like, "Oh wow. How did you find out?" And she's like, "I found out because he texted me that we were filed, and there was like a little emoji of poop and then an arrow that pointed at my name on the text, and it was really insulting."
"He texted you?" She's like, "Yeah, like in 45 minutes, the entire world knew. He blindsided you?" "Headline: Justin Hartley and Chriselle Stouse's divorce filing was a big surprise to everyone around them."
This guy's an asshole. I'm sorry. He texted.
This guy is such an asshole.
This guy's an asshole. And this is what happens when you give a hot guy a chance.
I need
this
to get what happens. Someone help the poor, straight, thin, hot white guy. He needs help. What happened? Because first she says, "Well, I didn't really know." Wait, hold on. Let me get back to that part. She says, "I thought nothing was fine. I mean, she said everything was fine. We were totally fine that day. I mean, I thought we were okay." And Mary says, "Did you get in an argument or anything?" And she says, "Yeah, we got in a fight that morning on the phone, and I didn't see him since, and we didn't talk things through. And then before we had a chance to figure out, he filed." Well, what'd you fight about? I feel like Davina right now. Like, I need to know. You better tell me this shit.
I need to know what you fought about.
I'm paying a lot of money to watch this show.
Well, here's the thing. Ever since we started watching Selling Sunset, I have been feeling like he's a dick because we haven't seen him on the show. And, you know, if you have two soap stars and one of them is now on a reality show, you know the other soap star is going to be making all the appearances. Like, he will be there. Like, he will, like... This is like, you know, the next, like, if you're a soap star, you're going to be doing reality show cameos. That's like a thing that you will do. And also, if you are secure in your career, you will do it too. Harry Hamlin doesn't give a fuck. Harry Hamlin is showing up on this thing. Frasier even showed up on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, okay? Even fucking Frasier. And now this guy won't even show up on Selling Sunset, which is on Netflix, by the way. And he could have been like, "Yeah, I'm on a Netflix show." He didn't even do that, which to me was like, oh, he thinks he's like, too good for reality TV now. He thinks he's too good. He thinks he doesn't need it. And it'll embarrass him for his This Is Us trajectory and being in Little Two, right? And the fact that he thinks that he is like so concerned about his image from that way, in my mind, makes me think that like he really thinks he's like way hotter shit than he really is.
Yeah. Also, he has a weird squint when he smiles that I don't like. You know, when models are trying to be hot, don't when they smile that. Into yeah. the camera and they squint. Ugh, shut up. So he does that. So that's why I hate him. So she's like, "You know what? The way it went down, I want answers. And I fucking want answers." And Mary's like, "That is beyond shitty." She's like, "I know. Like, people were saying we're only married 2 years, but we were together 6 years."
Mary's sitting there like, "Okay, so like, is that 2 plus 6? Is it 8? Is that like 6 years including the two? Like, don't let her see you do the math. Don't let her see you do the math. Make it look effortless."
And Chriselle says that's his go-to in a fight. Like, whenever they fight, he's like, "That's it. I'm out. And she's like, "I mean, I hate that stuff. You know, to me, we just work through it." And I'm like, no, someone who you're with that's always like, that's it. I mean, they're just...
They're holding you hostage.
Yeah, they're holding you hostage, and they're also... saying like, "Well, I told you I was done. I told you."
Yeah. I think that it sounds to me like it was a very imbalanced relationship. And it sounds to me like she was covering a lot for him. I think that one of the I'm going to guess that one of the things that we're going to see is that one of the reasons why Chriselle is a little bit more closed off or receives those accusations is because there's an imbalance with her relationship with Justin, and she's afraid of getting him mad. I think that's what we're gonna see. Like, she's afraid, like, oh, he's famous, and he's like, we're protective of him, et cetera, et cetera. But she's not protecting herself. Okay, you gotta protect yourself. Okay, so I think that there was a total imbalance, and the fact that he would always say, "I'm out, I'm out, I'm out," is totally unhealthy and totally not cool. And he's a fuckface.
Yeah, he's a fuckface.
Hot fuckface, but fuckface nonetheless.
He's not hot enough to be this much of a fuckface, I have to say.
He's
like cute.
15 years ago, he's, you know, I'm not trying to age shame him, but he's hot. Okay, you know, he's still hot, but he's not as hot as he was. And you know what actually gives me a lot of joy is just looking at all these Google images, knowing how he is going to be, like, forever remembered for just having those, like, 1999 highlights for way too many years after they were done.
Yes, not like spiky hair.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to hold on to this for a long time.
Yeah, so Mary's like, well, I mean, in a relationship, you fight and you change the other person, but, like, just to go to the courthouse and file? I mean, did you even have a passive-aggressive fight where he was, like, slowly eating pepperoni in your face? And she's like, no! So Mary asks if they've talked at all, and she's like, well, we talked right after because I thought this must be a joke, but that was pretty much the end of communication. I mean, what do you say after that, you know? So yeah. Now she has to find a place to live, and Dorit has to move all of her shit into her house.
That's right. I'm going to suggest Coldwater Canyon. I think it's the real estate in Coldwater Canyon is hot, and no one's moving into it, so...
I know.
I don't know.
I know. I was like, I wish you still had that house right off the freeway with awkward parking.
I know. Maybe you can convince Larsa Pippen to not take the house you were selling with the steep driveway.
Yeah, do you think they had a prenup? Because the house she ended up getting was very not the same. It was same quality that she's been accustomed to.
You mean
to.
She wasn't previously living in the Black Lodge from Twin Peaks? No. I think that she found a rental very quick. I think she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just, like, go into the Four Seasons, and it's going to be great. And, oh, my God, I just spent $13,000 in an afternoon. I'm getting a rental wherever I can find one.
Yeah. So she says she just found out right before work, so she just grabbed some shit and got out, you know, and she didn't know where she was going, and it's so sad. And Mary's like, yeah. I mean, is it going through attorneys? And Christelle says, I've never had an attorney in my life. Like, whose life am I even leading? I was like, oh, my God, so she's on this show for $5.
I know. I was like, so she did get a prenup, and it was probably not very, it was probably not protecting her in any sort of way. Oh, I was like, weren't you on a soap opera? Like, who did your contracts? She's like, I don't even know what an attorney is. Is that like someone who turns things for you? Like someone that you hire to turn like microwaves on, like an attorney? It's like, oh, Christian.
Because if so, Heather could use one of those. So Mary's like, yeah, divorce is like death, you know, because she's been divorced, and she just says divorce, like, really sucks. And yeah. Chriselle thanks her for being such a good
Dorinda
friend.
Dorinda was probably very triggered because actually Mary said, like, you know what, like, getting a divorce, it's like a death. It's actually almost worse than death because, like, you're still fighting and everything. Hey, you know what, Sonya Morgan, I don't want to hear it from you, okay? Listen, I know you, and I know I'm talking to Sonya Morgan because you both have Ellen Barkin's hairstyle, okay? So you better back it up. Back it up!
I would never wear Ralph's tartan. You bitch. So she tells us, you know, she cries to us and she tells us, like, you know, you're supposed to work on things in marriage. You know, you don't just throw it out. You don't look for greener grass. Sometimes you water the grass you have. I'm like, I hate watering grass. You're losing me.
I understand that sometimes California will be in a drought and there are limitations on how you can water your grass and that we just have to accept some crabgrass for a while. But, you know, that's what marriage is. It's accepting the crabgrass and waiting for the rains to come. Okay, that's what marriage is.
Yeah, it's really sad. And then the song is like, coming like a hurricane, taking it slow. It's like, shut up, song. Leave her alone.
I know. I thought the saddest part was how she basically was like, I still love him so much, and he was my best friend, and who am I going to talk to now? I was like, ugh. I was like, I wanted to just, like, hug Chriselle. Chriselle, if you're out there while you're practicing for Dancing with the Stars, I am sending you a hug, because I felt I felt gutted for her. I felt so gutted. That was so sad. Who's she going to talk to now? She doesn't have any best friends.
Well, I saw a clip of her the other day getting all buddy-buddy with Carol Baskin. So if ever there's a woman who can give could give you a good plan on getting out of this mess, it's her.
Oh, God.
So, Christine.
I just got that.
So then we go to Christine and fur, like a tank top with fur sleevey things. And
like pigtails sort of thing in her house.
Yeah.
And she's like trying to operate her Keurig, and she's just pressing things. She's like, I need an attorney.
And Davina and Maya come in. I need an attorney. Davina and Maya come in, and she's like, I need help with the Keurig because my nails, I can't push the continue button. Can someone push the continue button? And Maya, the smart one, is like, I'll do it. Oh, sorry.
Shit, okay.
They can't
do
it.
She presses it, and like the Keurig sort of like...
It opens.
It like opens, and like I expected like a little alien baby to come out of it. It was like that scene in Independence Day when they do like the autopsy on the alien, and they like do a thing, and it's like...
Yeah. You know?
I was like, stay away, get out of there, you're gonna get hypnotized.
So none of the three of them can figure out how to work a fucking Keurig machine. So Christine's
which
like...
Which is, by the way... You press a button.
So Christine's like, oh my God, I'll just use the microwave. Are you cooking something? Yeah, I'm cooking. It's tea time, bitches. I'm cooking water. I mean, I know I'm no Wolfgang, but...
How is she able to press the buttons on the microwave but not the Keurig? And why didn't she pick up like a pencil and push that way like Homer Simpson did when Homer Simpson intentionally gained too much weight and couldn't press the buttons on his phone? Why not that?
God, that's literally like how I just turned every on the detail. Fan in this office. I was like, oh, I don't want to get up. So I took my long vape and I pressed it.
everything's triggering me today. Everything is triggering me.
So then, of course, they're there to talk about the biz. So Maya's like, honestly, this whole thing with Chrishell made me... I'm shocked. And Christine's like, honestly, the article came out and I thought it was... a joke.
It was like a ton of bricks, and like I don't think any of us had any idea, but she's not very open, and like we're so open. Like when I said that I went to Burning Man that one time, I was very open about that, and then I got shit about not helping like the homeless because I was at Burning Man. I felt like I'm pretty open in a way that she's not open. So, like, I feel like there's another side of the story.
Yeah, he has his side of the story, too. So, like, I just don't know. I, like, just don't know. And then they cut to Christine, like, lifting up her tea bag evilly. Like, giving an evil look while Davina
evil
talks.
Evil tea bag raise.
This show is so funny. So she's like, yeah, we're only hearing one side of the story, so I'm trying to do my best to be...
Open-minded.
Open-minded.
And considerate.
And considerate.
Well, we cannot assume and judge because it's none of our business. Also, your Keurig, it is taking off right now. Are you concerned about it? It is flying across living room. Is that Keurig?
Well, like, you know what? It's probably really hard for the both of them. Like, it's hard for her. It's probably hard for him. I just really want to, like, hold him right now because, like, he's part of this, too.
Well, you know, Justin and Chrishell were perfect. I mean, he's like a good-looking husband, and from what I know, he seems like a very cool, nice guy, and she talks so highly of him. I mean, I don't even know who he is. I've never even seen him before, but like, you know, he did offer to go to coffee with Mary at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf on Sunset.
Well, I know that he was always nice to us.
Well, I mean, I don't know what he's going through. Like, I don't know what he's feeling.
Yeah, I want to ask her, like, did you really have no idea?
And Christine's like, do you even think you would get a real answer?
Probably not.
I'm like, you guys, you're horrible. This conversation is horrible. You're immediately like, how is this her fault? This is just shitty. And second of all, why would she open up to you? Like, the first time she said anything to Davina, she ran off and tried to bash her in front of the entire group and get everybody not to like her. Why in the world would she talk to you guys?
She's basically, they're pissed because they've invested enough time and energy into Chriselle that they were like, they felt like they were just on the verge of meeting Justin and being able to take a selfie with him. And now that's like all shattered. And now they're like, why would she do that to us? Like, we were about to become friends with her famous husband, and now it's all ruined. We'll never be able to meet him.
Yeah, and Chriselle's like, well, I believe in my opinion. I was like, okay.
Okay. You mean Christine.
Oh, who did I say, Chriselle?
Yeah.
I believe, in my opinion, that it's something that is ongoing. Because I don't believe someone files out of the blue because you had, like, a fight or a bad day. Yes, that can happen, and that might happen. Like, I could totally see that happening with Christine. Like, oh my god, I asked him 3 times to open the fucking Keurig and he didn't do it, and now I've got half of his shit. Okay.
I'm getting a divorce until he figures out this Keurig thing. I don't know. I actually think that Christine is not necessarily wrong in this situation. I do agree that it doesn't just happen like out of nowhere, but I also think that the ongoing issue, I feel like there's, it's too coincidental to me that he is becoming more famous and she is becoming a reality star. I think that is, that's got to be something that plays. I think there's got to be some behind the scenes stuff. Maybe she wanted him to be on the show or something like that. And I don't know. I can just imagine. Maybe he didn't want her to be on the show.
I'm literally basing this off of,
there could be that too. Well, I'm basing like this literally off of my mind, but
yeah. But like rebalances the power dynamic. And so, but anyway, no matter what it was, it's none of their fucking business. And to just be sitting there like, well, I mean, that's not the whole story. Obviously, she did something, or it's not, you know,
yeah,
it's
that's
gross.
That's what I think is, well, and the thing is this, it's like, well, it's two sides. I'm like, well, there may be two sides, but right now what you're you should just be concerned of making sure your friend is okay, and then you can find out that information. It's not like anyone's asking you to take a side. It just means you support your friend or your coworker or your frenemy or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, in the end, Chriselle's gonna have the last laugh, because I don't see Justin Hartley getting free cha-cha-cha lessons on Dancing with the Stars. Booyah. Enjoy not dancing, enjoy crying on TV while your ex-wife is dancing at the same time slot. Ha!
Yeah. So Christine's like, well, every article I've ever seen is of her is Justin Hartley's wife. So you know what? I hope she forms her own identity. You know, like, I really want that for her. And Maya goes, do you? She's like, I do. Honestly, I'm so excited for her to be Chriselle Strauss.
Stauss.
No, there's an
Strauss.
I'm pretty sure there's an R.
Strauss-Kahn. Chriselle Strauss-Kahn.
And Maya's like, maybe you should just keep the R because it's easy for you to say.
I'm just excited for Chriselle Spouse. That's her name, right?
Not anymore.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, House with the Art. Okay, so now we're at this mansion that
Fennel Plies.
Heather picked all the art out, and it is the brightest shit that was in there, for sure.
No, it's Pepto-Bismol. It's like, it was so pink
and
bright.
Neon pink! Neon pink!
So, Heather's just, like, sitting in at this house, and there's, like, a... And she's like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I forgot I locked the door. I forgot, and Amanda's like, that's alright, I forgot my key. I'm like, okay, you guys are real, real great here. Real brain trust running this operation.
There's something Heather has about locks on doors in houses that she's showing.
Or just like, doors in general. Like, just operating them. Opening them, closing them, walking through them. Yes. It's not easy for her.
And Amanda is, for some reason, wearing tutus on her shoulders, which I don't really get. But you know what? I like you, so just, I'm living with it.
Yeah. So Heather ordered 8 pieces of art, but only 7 came. And she's really frustrated about that. And Amanda's like, I would have made sure that there was, like, way more art than necessary. But, you know, we're going to make it work. I got my tutus ready to go. Okay?
I may be late sometimes, but I know how to stage a house. This is what I do. There. Problem solved. So they start hanging art all over the place. And Heather's like, I'm not good at hanging paintings because, like, I can never find the hook thing.
It's a great... great audition for Tarek's new spinoff show with you that's going to be coming down the pike. Heather's like, she spends the entire scene going, where would this one go? What about this one? Where about that one? What about this one? Like, Tarek, enjoy that. Enjoy renovating homes with Heather.
Yeah, because you know that's coming. I watched Tarek's newer show where he teaches other people to flip. It's like Flipping 101 with Tarek. And it's so stupid and funny. Have you seen it?
No.
Those people are like, man, I just bought this house and it was like $500. He's like, the comps in the neighborhood are $1. It's like, oh, so it was $500. So then we knocked down a wall and then put a toilet in the dining room. He's like, guys, I don't think that that's what you're supposed to do, guys. Okay. Okay.
Look, I made a table out of the artwork. Oh, Heather. Yeah, no, that's not going to work either.
Yeah. So Heather's like, oh my God, I'm shocked, but I think we're working really well together. Like, she's really stepped it up, and I'm proud of her. We've got this. And then it cuts to them trying to move this tiny little side table, and they've both got a half of it, and they're like, oh!
I know. Oh! Instead of one of them, because it's like a little bar cart side table, so there's like three bottles on it and glasses. So instead of one of them securing the bottles, they're both like holding this. They're like, oh! So then they start talking about Rochelle.
No, first Heather goes, oh my God, that painting was even, but now it's not. You know what? I was going to say something really stupid, but I'm just going to say it. I was going to say maybe we could turn it so that it would look better the other way, but it's like square. So.
Oh, God. Sorry, my brain's not working right. I'm still full from my lunch of water. So they start talking about Chriselle and how Chriselle is devastated and heartbroken and stuff. And Heather's like, of course, Heather turns it into a Heather thing because she's like, I feel so bad. Like, I'm such a lover and like I believe in true love. And it's like it's really sad. And it makes me think because like I'm in Tarek's kid's life and like she was stepmom to his daughter. Although I'm not sure if she was best friends the way I'm best friends with Tarek's kids, but she was so close, and like that bond is taken away. And what would happen if the bond that I have with my not quite stepchildren but future stepchildren was taken away? I don't know. It's like it hurts me.
Yeah. So then Mary goes to have her big conversation with Romaine, and they're at home, and she's like, do you have a few minutes, because this situation with Jason and Chriselle like really hit me. And he's like, what? Poor thing. And then he starts eating. What the hell with this guy? Like, this guy can't do anything without shoving protein in his mouth.
He's like, I felt like this entire conversation, someone had put out like a little meat spread behind Mary's head, because I felt like he was just like looking over it like, oh, can I have pepperoni? No? Okay.
So she's like, well, relationships need a solid foundation. And like, we haven't had a chance to talk about the whole Vegas thing. Like, yes, you have.
You
also
have.
Did you hear that they've been married for like 2 years and this wedding was just for the show?
That is so Real Housewives of Miami. I did not know that.
Isn't it? That's what I read. I don't know if it's true or not, but I read it that makes on it sadder, the actually. Internet guy. So he's eating and he's like, am I in trouble? And she's like, yes, because like I had one rule, like not to bring girls up to the room. He's like, it wasn't me. I never bring anyone. I respect your say. And she's like, oh really? Where was the respect when I said no girls and that you had girls and then you lied about it?
No, I didn't lie. I didn't lie. She's like, but you did lie. Well, do you see what this looks like? Do you see? Why would I lie if I didn't? Why would I lie if you didn't do? Oh, I'm sorry. That's Mary saying that. She's like, do you see what this looks like? Why would you lie if you didn't do anything? Why would you lie? He goes, you're so stressed. Ooh, you're so angry, Mary.
She's like, you see, but it makes me question, like, have you lied about other things? Like, is this the same person I thought you were?
I get your point, but you can't put everything back into question, you know? And then Mary is like, that's what a lie does. And he's like, no, it is wrong what I did. I didn't want you to freak out because I know that you would, and I'm not trying to hide. Also, could you pass the cheddar cheese? Thank you.
Everything could be solved with a cube of cheese.
A cube of cheese fix everything, the French way.
So she's like, can I really trust him? I was like, okay, Mary, like we're all sitting here believing that you're going to dump your young model boyfriend, okay? Come on.
Yeah.
Or husband.
And also whatever. The answer is no, by the way. Yeah. You know, because again, don't forget, you started dating a young model boyfriend. So the answer is no, you cannot trust him. Case in point, Justin Hartley. So then we go to Chrishell's new house. Now Chrishell is suddenly in a new house. So like, she's moving quickly.
I wrote Chrishell's sad new house.
Very, very sad new house. It was like these big, heavy red drapes are hanging. And there's like paparazzi outside. And they put the show. They put a chyron below the paparazzi that just says paparazzi. It's like, I think we figured that one out.
Got it, guys. Oh, why does she have to move? He should be the one who has to move.
I agree. I agree. But that's the I'm telling you, that's the imbalance of this relationship.
So,
probably too many memories.
Yeah, Amanda comes over and she's got like a laundry basket of stuff and some wine in it. And I thought, that is the sweetest thing, Amanda. And then she takes it out and it's fucking Oppenheim wine. Well, you just like grab, so it's like grabbing like a granola bar off of the fucking office counter and taking it to your friend who's breathing.
I feel like it's like the ring, right? Like the only way you can like, the only way you can save yourself from the ring is to pass it forward, right? She's like,
it's
she's
literally
like,
the same thing. It looks just like it. The ring looks just like the logo of the ring.
It is. It's like, once you have seen that wine, you have 7 days to like drink it or pass it forward. Otherwise you die.
Oh, how many times has The Ring made it into these recaps?
I know. I saw the movie once. Like the one horror movie I've seen in the past 20
years.
You've
seen one scary movie and it's haunted like, you for years.
But to be fair, the shows that we cover really dovetail nicely with what we've learned from The Ring. You know, crazy people climbing out of wells, like, you know, pretty much just that.
Yeah.
Like people
it's like
with
Davina
crazy
crawling
eyes
out of
bad
a toilet.
Hair.
There's another side. There's another side.
You have 7 days to sell a $75 million listing. Otherwise, you die.
So they, Chris, you know, basically it's like a nice divorce. I mean, not nice, but it's a sad, it's a sweet yeah. conversation between friends. And Amanda's like, God, moving day is the worst part of divorce. And she's like, oh my God, please say that is not your chandelier. She's like, are you kidding? That was like the selling point of this place. I love it.
Amanda's like backing up slowly and hiding in the curtains now. She's like, oh, sorry. So Chrishell's like, don't judge. I'm going to change the curtains. I just, you know, I really only had 45 minutes to find a house and this is the best that I could do. So Amanda's like, well, I'm so impressed by how fast you've moved into a new place. And you know what? I know you don't really want to talk right now, but I've got two big ears and a big old shoulder to cry on. Let me just move that tutu off the shoulder. And there you go. Spot right there for you.
Yeah. She's like, there's paps following me everywhere. Like they followed me from the house to here. I mean, I went outside to just water the street and there they were taking pictures of me. I mean.
So Chrishell's like, Chrishell is talking about how she hasn't even thought of a plan B because she's still so madly in love with Justin and that she just wants to hide under a rock. By the way, be sure to watch Chrishell on Dancing with the Stars, which is, I think, starting up very soon. So anyway, she wants to hide under a rock. And then actually what was really, really sad was that she talked about how she had to write a letter to her stepdaughter. And I was like, oh, Chrishell, I'm giving you another hug again. I'm giving you another hug.
Yeah. So then she gets a buzz on her phone. She's like, oh, my God, that's my old house. Someone's at the door. I mean, I just have to take this off the phone because now I'm still getting packages over there. I mean, that's how fast that was.
Or how slow FedEx is. Let's hop a talk, FedEx.
Snap.
So she's like, yeah, I'm still getting stuff. I mean, God, it just makes me so mad. This could have been handled so much better. And
I'm so mad. This was so fast. I still have access to our Ring doorbell, so I see every single slut that comes in to see my husband. Every single one I'm watching. It's just, I can't delete this app. I can't.
I just wish that Davina understood what a Ring camera does. It's like she shows her the phone. It's just Davina standing there staring into the camera like, hello, I just wanted to know that you have a side too, and I'm here if you need me, Justin.
She's wearing a Passions t-shirt and a hat that says Revenge. Could you sign this? So Chrishell is just, she's just pissed that it was not done privately. Like that it was a text message and then 45 minutes later, it's like everywhere. Everyone seems to know about it. And her mind is, she's just like, her mind is totally blown about how he's conducted himself, which is crazy. Although, to be fair, she's also doing this all on a reality show, so, you know.
And she's talking about how outer elements have really reared their ugly heads and inserted themselves into that relationship. And she's like, you know, it's not normal to meet somebody and then they become wildly famous and wildly rich. And I didn't think those things matter. And, you know, I could understand that, like, God forbid your feelings change. But, you know, he's treating me like garbage that he throws out.
I like that Amanza brought that up about, like, well, you know, maybe it's because he became super famous. Have we considered that? Because, like, I think that is, like, kind of the elephant in the room for all of us. Like, he and the thing is this, it's not like he became super famous. I mean, This Is Us is definitely a hit show, and it's definitely the, like, the most high profile consistent work that he's had, but, like, they're acting as if, you know, he's, like, starring in Ad Astra 2 with Brad Pitt or something. You know, it's like, it's not, he's not at that level.
Yeah.
But for sure, like, the moment that he upgraded his career, it's like, you knew that that could not last.
I'm so sad. Because
guys are dicks. Guys are dicks.
And so she talks about how, you know, she basically changed her life for him because she was an actor. Yeah. She had dreams. And then she kind of put them all to the side for him, like, to be the good little wife or whatever. And then he did this. And so she's sick of putting her life on hold. And so, you know, it ends up being empowering. So I like that.
Me reading into what she was saying about what her plans were, etc., I kind of was reading into that maybe a suggestion that, like, maybe she wanted kids and that he didn't want more kids. I sort of got that vibe. Did you get that?
Oh. No, I mean, it's a show that takes place in LA, so I'm like, I always relate it back to, like, I could have had a career, but no. I'm, like, being his good little wife and taking care of his kid. It's kind of both,
yeah.
But who knows? So, no way for us to know. You know what? It's just speculation. That's it.
So let's go back to Fenoplies, where Heather and Amanza are finally having their open house, and people are coming through, and Heather's, like, really excited for Jason and Kat to see this place, because Kat is the seller. And so Jason comes in, and he's, like, walking around. He's like, I love it. I love this so much. Okay, where's the TV? Which panel is the TV under? Okay, I'm stepping on all of them. I don't see the TV. Where's the TV on the floor?
They're like, do you like the art? He's like, yeah, it brings color. I'm like, yeah, it's art. So then they go to the kitchen, and
tell that to Richard Avedon, sir.
I hate the kitchen. They do this weird thing with the flooring in the house where they make it the slanted. It's like, it's not just straight. The wood isn't laid down straight. It's like to an angle. It makes me crazy. Like, well, just, can we have a straight fucking countertop, you know? Because now the countertop always looks off center because the floor, it just makes me nuts. Okay.
You know what's terrible? Sorry. I was going to say something about another terrible trend in houses right now in the kitchens. So, obviously, everyone loves a kitchen island, but there are these crazy kitchen islands now. You go onto Zillow, and there are these crazy marble, maybe it's Carrara marble kitchen islands. I must say chicken islands, which I would be down for a chicken island that's made of marble. But these islands are like marble, but they have these like aggressive marble patterns that are so tacky. Have you seen them? Sometimes they're like black with like these streaks of like white or gray, but a lot of times they're white with these streaks. And they're like, to me, I like a marble that's kind of like, it's white, but there's like sort of soft gray swirls. But these are like so hideous, and they're all over LA.
Yeah, heavy veining.
Is that what it's called? Heavy veining?
Yeah, like really dark veining.
It's like varicose veins. It's like someone gave varicose veins to these kitchen islands, and it's like plaguing all of Los Angeles at the moment.
Yes, they're everywhere. So let's see. They look around the house. Basically, everybody's like, wow, it's so great. And the song, everyone gets a new song when they come in, which is cracking me up. It's like, now we're on sunshine. Then someone else comes in and it's like, hey, gotta have it. Like, everyone needs their own musical cue. So then everyone's showing the house to their different clients. And Heather cracks me up how she does it. She's like, well, that's an office. Like, it could be a bedroom. And then there's like a music room, but like, it could be something else if you want.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Her like vague, you know, like inspiration for things.
Yeah.
This is a wall. You can like put a painting on it or like, I don't know, something else.
Yeah. So Kat arrives and she's like, amazing! And they did a great job and everyone's super proud of each other and stuff. And then, of course, Mary Davina and Maya start talking about Chriselle. And Maya's like, I'm giving her space. And Mary's like, well, you know what? She's doing okay as she can be. The Four Seasons is missing a really highly placed vase, but she's doing okay. She's doing okay.
And then Jason walks up to the group and he's like, well, guys, I'm at $40,000, so you really have to sell this, okay? And then Mary is like, well, once you sell it, maybe we'll get, or maybe Maya said it. Maybe Heather. Once you sell it, it was Heather. Oh, you know, Heather. So Heather's like, well, maybe once you sell it, we'll get a bigger project. And like, pinky promise. So then puts her pinky out there, and then he puts like his coffee cup in her hand, and he's like, I was trying to put my coffee cup in your hand instead of the pinky promise. She's like, God, I feel bad for people working in this office sometimes.
Yeah, and Heather and Amanda are like, oh my God, we got past all our differences. So then, so blind, I was so blind, I'm so blind, yeah. And Chriselle comes into the office, and they're playing horror music. It's like, and she comes in and talks to Jason. And she's like, can I just go home? I need to just go home.
Yeah, yeah. Here, let's sit down by the giant motorcycle. It's a very comforting fixture in the office. It will make you really feel better. Okay, what was that you were saying about going home?
Let's sit by these empty books above the Keurig machine that no one seems to be able to operate in this office. Okay.
So yeah, so she wants to go home, and he's like, take as much time as you need. I mean, I cannot imagine what you're dealing with. Okay, just take it's a week, a month, a year. You'll still have your desk. Well, technically it's not a desk, technically it's the wing of an airplane that we fashioned into a desk, but you'll still have it here.
And she tells him, you know, tell the girls, thank you so much for reaching out. I'm sorry that I haven't, you know, reached out back, but it's just my phone has not stopped ringing because everyone found out at the same time. And paparazzi. And he's like, it's okay. She's like, I'm just not ready to really talk to the girls. And then one by one, the girls start coming in.
They just all walk in. He's like hitting a button behind his back like, enter, come on in, we're losing her. Your window's closing. Get in here now.
Yeah, the cage doors just start opening one by one.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to ask any questions, okay? We're just going to give you your space. Oh, look, we're all here. Let's surround you and give you a group hug. The opposite of space.
Yeah. And so she tells everyone, oh, my God, thanks so much for being sweet, guys. And Amanda's like, are you eating? She's like, I haven't been hungry. I just haven't been able to eat. Why can't I get depressed like that?
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm a depressed person. I could be like as big as a pinky if that worked for me. I eat when I'm depressed. I hate that.
Yeah, I just eat. That's just what I do. So Chriselle, she's like, well, I just really want to thank everyone for being sweet. And Davina, yes, I will pass along this autographed book to Justin, but no promises on how that will work out. I'm going to go back to Kentucky to spend time with my family and regroup.
And basically she leaves. And when she leaves, Chriselle's like, honestly, guys, she lost 15 pounds, bitch.
I'm not even kidding. And then Mary just starts bawling. And then she's like, I hate seeing her this way. And Amanda's like, I feel terrible for her. And then the rest have to pretend like they're really, really sad. But they're like,
ugh. Yeah. And that's it. Chriselle drives off all the way back to Kentucky.
I know. So sad for her. It's bullshit. And that's not a nice thing to go through. And I have a friend who was blindsided, at least when she was blindsided, he said it to her face for crying out loud. But that's a terrible thing to go through.
Yeah. Well, that was a super fun episode, everybody.
Super fun. Super fun.
We'll be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you are hearing this on Wednesday, do not forget to go watch us on Watch What Happens Live, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. And yeah, go check it out. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back mañana.
We love you guys.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.